Even if surgeons may no longer get away with throwing their instruments, they can still maintain a modicum of machismo by rocking out in the operating room. To find out more, word of mouth Taylor Quimby spoke to a couple of New Hampshire surgeons to find out what is on their surgical playlist, starting with his dad.
Hi, I'm Dr. Quimby, and I'm a urologic surgeon at the Cheshire Medical Center in Keene, New Hampshire.
When you go into the operating room, do you have a choice of music? Like, how do you listen to music, or do you even get to listen to music?
So most of the time we do listen to music. We have essentially a kind of an iPod docking station.
How important is music to, to the doctors? Do some really care about what they're listening to more than others?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, some people, it doesn't really matter at all. And a lot of times, the kind of music actually does matter, and there will be times during a surgery where you actually might want to stop the music or have it quiet just because it's an intense part of the surgery.
So what do you like to listen to? Say, everything's going well, you're just sort of, you're grooving along, you're jamming, you're doing your thing.
I would listen to some U2. You know, one of the things that I really remember was back in residency when I was a surgical intern, we used to play U2 during our closing, Street with No Name, because it was just has that, upbeat music to just get you to finish up and sew up a patient's abdomen. I want to reach out
and touch the flame. I happen to know that you listen to the Dark Knight soundtrack by
Absolutely.
Hans Zimmer a lot. Do you ever put that in the operating room?
Yes, I have put that in the. I've listened to that in the operating room. It's really actually great classical music.
My name is Paul Bettinger, and my specialty is hand surgery. I don't know if you remember the station K-Rock.
Mm-hmm.
So they've nicknamed me the Doc of Rock. I like to play heavy metal in the OR. I've been listening to heavy metal since I was a teenager, and I've been kind of playing heavy metal in the operating room ever since I've been in the operating room. And so now what I do is I kind of tailor the music to the level of anesthesia for the patient. So if they have general anesthesia, then the heavy stuff comes on.
Right.
And if they have kind of a regional anesthesia where they're kind of awake, then I put the lighter rock on.
What are your favorite bands or things to play?
Yeah, so for the heavy metal stuff, I like to play Korn and Metallica, Godsmack, Five Finger Death Punch. Today I played Avenged Sevenfold.
That's like really hard stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's heavy stuff. We're going for the hard stuff.
How do your nurses or, the people that work with you, does everybody...
Yeah, they're all on board with it. They've gotten used to it over the years, and I've converted some people over to the dark side. Have you ever been hated or discriminated against? I have. I've been protested. There were times where I'd play some rap, and, if I was playing like Eminem and he's really starting to go off,
yeah.
People would get a little upset. But most of the heavy metal stuff, they can't even understand the words, so they don't really, they don't have the opportunity to be bothered by the words. They don't really understand it.
It must be great for you compared to, say, being a dentist, where you're pretty much obligated to play really bad music.
Right, exactly.
While people are in the chair.
Yeah, that's why I didn't go into dentistry. I couldn't take the music.
The Doc of Rock, Paul Bettinger there, an orthopedic surgeon at Dartmouth Hitchcock in Keene, speaking with producer Taylor Quimby.